Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
In college, my roommate and I were walking around town at like 2 a.m. We weren't drinking, just weird kids. We passed a dead cat in the gutter. It was a calico, big brown spot on one side and an orange one on its face. Rigor mortis had set in, and there was kind of a greasy smear coming from under the head. We guessed it had been probably smashed by a car. We walk down to a park, we wander around a little bit, and come back the same way. A car passes us, and in its headlights, we see a calico cat crossing the road away from us. We get back to the spot where the dead cat was, and it was gone. Same storefront, same street light, same greasy smear in the gutter. No cat. Over the rest of the semester, that cat showed up all over the place. It chased my roommate and his friend down the street one night on the far side of town from where we first saw it. We had a note once from our RA that she wanted to see us. We knocked on her door, and without a word, she walked us to our room. Opened the door, took one look inside, and said, "Oh wow, there's no way you're keeping a cat in here. Sorry." Roomie and I look at each other. The RA says, "One of the grounds people said that they saw a cat in your window." We asked if they said what it looked like, and she said it was white with brown and orange spots. I have another story. I was walking around a neighborhood with a different friend in a different town, also at some crazy time of night. Down a side street, three dogs approach us, wagging their tails. A white, a black, and I guess a gray one. It was kind of husky colored. They were all tall, more than 3 feet tall. Long, low tails with only slight curves. And they were very lanky. Not like underfed, just rangy-like. They didn't come across as domesticated dogs. It's really kind of hard to describe why they were so odd, but they followed us for about a mile. They went to sniff a small hedge that was dark, but we could see all sides of it. They sniffed, found a gap, and disappeared into the hedge. Now, I can accept that dogs were just odd, not necessarily paranormal, though they did act really strangely. And I can't really explain it, but that cat was actively hostile and in my freaking room while I was in class, after it was dead. That story was sent by Carrie. I'm from southeastern Ohio originally, one of the tiny little towns buried halfway in the woods and part ways on the river. Since I live nowhere near there anymore, it's not really giving out personal info, and the town I won't name is all on drugs now anyway, so it's not really a vacation destination. The town is just somewhere down the road from Marietta. There's a high school on the river. You'd know the one if you've been there. It's blue and gold and the worst school I've ever experienced. Near the school is a little dirt road that I always thought of as an arrow extending from the main road, because the main road is curved like a bow, but the road goes up a holler before doing what Ohio back roads always do. I don't remember why we were out there or why we took that way. Great-grandpappy lived out that way before he died, but there was an easier path to the farm from town. Not 30 minutes out of the way like this was. The light in the valley was blue, but in the holler's full dark is different. It's colder, it's stranger. We hit a semi-rare paved section, which was even rarer in those days for sure. And we picked up speed, only to come around a corner and have a deer explode off the hillside right in front of us like it was fired from a cannon. It was booking it to get away from something. And as I look, expecting to see a bear, it slinks off the hillside just past our headlights. I'll testify to this day that it was a cat. A huge cat. I've seen jaguars in documentaries, but those things were Peter Parker compared to this thing. It had a head like a shovel and it had to be longer from nose to tail than my dad was tall. This thing ate its Wheaties for sure. It stopped for a second in the road, it looked at us for another long second like it was thinking, and then it walked to the edge of the road where there was a steep as hell drop off. Easily 80 plus feet, and just poof, it was gone. We turned off the truck to try to hear any rocks falling, but there was nothing, and neither of us were down to catch hands from anything that size by getting out of the truck. But I swear to God and Satan, that thing wasn't a normal kitty. One, no normal cat eye flash even in the high beams. Two, I swear it was like this thing was contemplating getting rid of witnesses, full on mob style. Many times I felt I was seeing something that I was supposed to for one reason or another, but that was one of the worst instances of that feeling. I asked one of my old teachers about it a few days later, and she said that she'd seen it too, only across the river on the outskirts of town. Someone else said that they had heard of a drug dealer from Akron or somewhere released his cat in Wayne National Forest when it got too big. I just think the woods are a little too thick for us to really know what's in them. When you grow up near and in Appalachia, weird stuff just becomes Tuesday. Anyone can attest that the hills around that area do some weird things. I've seen lights I can't explain over distant rises, and I once watched from my grandmother's front step with other people as across the river, on top or maybe even behind the hill, it looked like something was burning. Something huge, like a steel plant had caught on fire. Orange light in the sky for quite a ways, dancing and flickering. My uncle has been in the local volunteer fire department for years. He called the station to see if they'd heard anything from that way. They said the radio was pretty much silent all night. We never found out what it was. I have so many stories living throughout Ohio, West Virginia, and down into North Carolina. A story was sent from Leonard in Ohio. When I was in college, I had a pet mouse by the name of Alexander. He wasn't doing very well, and he was reaching the end of his life expectancy. I went to visit a friend in another city, and I left Alexander with my boyfriend at the time. My friends and I were walking down the road in the middle of the city, and this mouse that was identical to Alexander, he just shows up out of nowhere and runs alongside us on the footpath. What type of wild mouse just turns up and runs beside people in the middle of the city at nighttime? I hollered at my friends ahead of me to look at this, and he scampered off. My boyfriend texted me within the hour to tell me that he had found Alexander dead in his cage. I can only believe that he came to bid farewell to me. The story was sent anonymously. We used to get bears outside of our childhood mountain home pretty often. And dumbass me would smear peanut butter on the lower floor's outer screens, because, you know, bears are cool or whatever. Anyways, my little sister was like 2.5 at the time. And us kids were downstairs watching TV pretty late. Little sis was fooling around by the door. She kept saying she wanted to let the dog in. We were like, what are you talking about? We don't have a dog. My other sister screamed and jumped the couch to pull the little sister back from the door because there was a bear at the window licking what appeared to be peanut butter off of the screen, which some butthole kid from down the dirt driveway must have, like, you know, smeared on the screen or something. Point of the story being, my stepdad at the time also possessed brass balls, and he heard the other sister scream. So he came running down the stairs in his birthday suit, waving a Glock in the air. He ran out barefoot into the winter night, snow-covered yard, and fired a couple of shots into the woods to scare off the bear. He didn't hit the bear or anything, didn't even aim at it. He just wanted to scare him off. That story was sent anonymously. I lost my cat recently. She was young. We adopted a 16-year-old cat to rescue in honor of our past cat. After a week of being in our house, our new cat started to do certain things that our old cat would do. The entire week before, the cat didn't do anything close to these things. Suddenly, tricks that we taught our past cat, the new cat would do with no training. For 4 days straight, something exactly like our old cat would do, the new one would do. We like to believe that our past cat taught this elderly cat new tricks to remind us of her. The new cat has grown a lot in just 2 weeks and has helped us immensely. I'm not religious, but I fully believe that our cat is looking out for us. A story was sent from Mimi. My cat used to run down the hallway at top speed and jump onto the bed every night when I would tell him that it was bedtime. The day after he passed away, I turned the kitchen lights off and told the dog that it was bedtime. Then I heard the cat's collar bell and footsteps run down the hall. It happened a few more times, and then it stopped for years. About 2 years ago, when the dog got sick, it started happening again. Every once in a while at first, and then every night for a week leading up to the day that my dog passed away. 2 nights later, I heard the bell and the sound of my dog walking across the hardwood together. Then nothing ever again. I feel like that he came back for his brother, and then they left together. I miss my boys a ton, but I feel better knowing that they're still together. The story was sent anonymously. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.